This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. John Harmon, Program Director of Genesis Communications Network, is engineering the broadcast. I am Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheevan's with us. Rich, you know, we're talking about the mainstream media and managing. Their job seems to be managing perception. I wanted to share this little story with you. Back in the mid, well, actually the late 1990s, I attended a convention. It was a preparedness convention. And there are a lot of people there who are the age of Mrs. Fennelli and our children and me. And so there was one guy. There was one guy that looked different from everybody else. He looked like he was a member of Hell's Angels, you know, had the physical appearance, the long hair, the tassels, the boots, the belt, the image of Hell's Angels. He's the only one that looked like that. And the television camera zoomed right in on him, and they interviewed him. Completely different from everybody else. So Mrs. Fennelli and I talked about it, and I decided I would go there and talk to the television cameras. And after they were done interviewing this man, I said, you know, this person's different looking from everybody else. Why don't you interview some of the rest of the people here? And so the talent guy, the guy who was the face of this TV broadcaster news item, said, okay, we'll interview you. And I said, okay, that would be fine, except I have three requirements. Number one, I would like a copy of all the footage that you shoot of me. Number two, I would like your business card. And three, I would like a copy of the final piece that you use with me in it. Those three things, and we're good to go. No deal. He wouldn't do it. And the reason, I believe, is what you talked about on your website. Words are being changed. And I don't mean that they would physically change my words per se. What I mean is I think there was a possibility or the potential for them to ask a question and then splice in an answer from me to possibly a different question or rephrase the question and then have me answer that rephrased question, but splicing in audio that wasn't there, or piecing it together to make it seem like I was saying something I wasn't saying. That was my concern, and that's why I didn't do it. And the reason I know that that's possible, and back even in the 1990s, was because on 1993, there was a piece that was done on the NBC Today show about really interesting technology in elementary schools in Virginia. And it was a featured piece on what I was doing with my team in 1993. And I saw how they did it with one camera. They would have two people sitting together facing each other, and the camera would be faced on aimed at one person, and questions would be asked. So you'd hear the question on the audio, but you'd see the response from me. And then the camera was separately turned on the person asking the questions, and the video was shot of that. So they pieced all these little parts together and made it seem like it was almost live. But it wasn't. It was staged. I saw them do it. I was there. I was in the seat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Vince, I'm pretty sure you know this because we've had a lot of backroom conversations and stuff, but I've been approached probably over the years by about 40 different production companies who want to do reality shows or documentaries on me and my lifestyle. I've turned them all down, long story short, because they wanted, I wanted final editing rights. They wanted to script certain things, have me say certain things, have me not say certain things. And I refused. You know, the money was pretty much non-existent. They were basically selling on they're going to make me famous or infamous or, you know, and that goes back to the earlier part of the show where we need to stand for principle and not paychecks and not do it for fame or infamy and do it for our country. And that's where we are. And too many people are taking the bait on fame or to be infamous and or doing it for the money, and that's all for the wrong reasons. You know, even making a living should be secondary. When GlaxoSmithKline told me to stop asking for a part-time job share, I said no. I had managers coming from all over the country calling me on the phone, people I didn't even know, saying, "Rich, stop asking for it. I understand you're standing for principle and you're standing for the law, but you got to stop doing it." I said no. So they tried to push me out the door, and actually a competing company hired me as the first male job share. 3 years into that, they made me take objective tests, and my spinal stenosis, nerve damage, and muscular atrophy came out. And they just said, drive your company car home, you're done. And that's the liability paranoia that we live in. But that's, I regress. Let me go into a few more things, Vince, if that's okay with you, on what's happening with this country that's affecting the middle class. But first I want to talk about a real quick analogy on what's happening regarding the laws, the fact that we are lowering the bars of standards and expectation. Now, this is a hypothetical situation. No one get their panties in a bunch here, but I'm just going to give an example of parents and foster care. Okay, this is just an analogy. I'm making this up. Okay, that's my disclaimer. Okay, let's say the first set of parents had... Now, I'll mention real quick, and I know I've mentioned this on your show before. Dr. Ben Carson came to Northwest Montana a few years ago and said the first words out of his mouth was, "I hate political correctness." Right after that, he said, "When you're politically correct, you turn minorities into victims." Now, hold on to that thought, folks. So let's say the first set of parents who were trying to get these kids for foster care had some type of protectionist group status or victim group status. Let's say they were both divorced three times. Let's say they were extremely obese. They didn't have a high work ethic for exercise or nutrition. Let's say they were alcoholic and drug addicts. I'm making this up, folks. Don't get your hackles up. Let's say they never had a real private sector job. Let's say they never paid taxes. Let's say they had five felonies apiece. And let's say the other couple was perfect. Now, nobody's perfect. This is a hypothetical situation. Let's say they were fit. You know, they never been arrested. They were out of debt. They knew the fine line between needs and wants, et cetera, et cetera. Now, let's say parents number letter A, the first description I gave, received the kids. This is why it's analogous to the news that just came out today about a judge wants Trump to double the amount of 50,000 refugees inflow. Okay, we are sick at home, folks. Our middle class, our bottom 93% are sick. And what I mean sick is means that we have to fix things at home first. In a real-world scenario that makes common sense and logic, if a judge brings in anybody, whether they're criminals or good citizens, if anybody does any crime, that judge should be accountable for it. They should have to pay for it. Not the bottom 93%, but that's not what happens. The bottom 93% gets everything compromised about their lifestyle, their savings, their pensions, everything gets compromised. But not the elite who make the rules. We need to start taking care of our young, our old, our vets. We're paying for tens of millions of illegal immigrants. I have nothing against immigrants. I have nothing against anybody. But we have to go around first base and second base before we cross home plate. We have to put things in the right order. We're living in this giant psyop where the power that be, the elites, want to distract them down and divide us. Now, look at some of these headlines here. Obama stole $200 billion from Fannie and Freddie so he can keep his Obamacare afloat. Stole from poor families, private investors who wanted to invest in Fannie and Freddie. Okay? Basically, they just propped up insurance companies to save the elite, the fascist system we have. And when I say fascist, it's by definition only 4 to 6% of Americans, folks, make the primary income from being self-employed. If the big corporate oligarchies and the combination or alliance of big government and the court system protecting everybody in that system. So the bottom 93% is being, you know, stabbed in the back. Mike Huckabee recently said that Obama's DOJ, Department of Justice, was funding anti-American globalist groups. Loretta Lynch met with Bill Clinton. Loretta Lynch just came on Facebook and said, we need more marches and blood and death on the streets. Okay? This is our last attorney general. This is America. This is reality. 20th Century Fox just got caught creating fake websites and fake news. In other words, to create more subliminal messaging, more propaganda, more professional wordsmithing, more Hegelian dialectic. Okay, it's all about the theater, the drama, the veil, the controversy, swaying public opinion. Again, six corporations, it's probably down to four now. You got to follow the money. You got to look at who owns these corporations. Amazon gets $600 million contract with the CIA. Amazon was blocking links to WikiLeaks. Obama wiretapping Trump Tower, whether they're using the NSA, CIA, the FBI, or British intelligence sources. I don't know if they can put their finger on this, but people, when we talk about the left, don't let the ideology fool you. It's manufactured. It's a bunch of globalists and billionaire donors who are swaying public opinion for the addiction of power, money, and control. Addiction, just like the meth addict on the street, folks.
Rich, when we come back, I'll tell you a short story about how the government, well, came down on me. Interesting story. They threatened me. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for
a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. So, Rich, politicians expect and demand respect. And I believe that most are unconvicted criminals at some level. Petty larceny, bribery, extortion, grand larceny, and character assassination. Now, I was told this by a high-ranking member of the Missouri state government. And here's what he said. And we're talking about managing perception and dirty tricks. So here's how it goes. So the Republicans are listening to the radio and they find out that the radio personality is interviewing the Democrat candidate about views, positions, and so forth. And it's going well. So the Republicans get one of their minions to call in to the radio station, and it goes something like this. I really thank you for taking my call. I really like some of the things that you're saying, your position on such and such. You know, I can kind of agree with that. And then the candidate, the Democrat, says, thank you so much, appreciate it. And then the caller says, I was just wondering, are those pedophilia charges, are they still pending? That's character assassination. That is what I was told by a Republican that they do to Democrats. Now, I'm not saying Democrats are good and Republicans are bad. I think they're both evil. However, dirty tricks are played on both sides. And so here's another story. The same politician demanded that I shut down USA Prepares, that I shut down the meetups, the expos, the radio broadcasts, the website, everything that we do. Just shut it all down. And to entice me to do that, he leveled a threat directly at me. And he said, I will call a press conference and expose you, Vincent Finelli, as an anti-Semite, an anti-Zionist, someone who believes in UFOs and aliens, and I will call this press conference with over 60 media outlets invited to attend the press conference. That's newspaper, radio, television, every way you can think of in the Ozark Mountains. And I said, well, you know, some of that's true. I actually am interested in UFOs and aliens because I don't know much about them, just what I read, but I'd like to know more. The rest of it is not true. And go ahead, do it. And you know what? He backed down. He backed down. So what I'm saying, Rich Eben, is when you combine business, the bribing, the buying of politicians, who I believe most are corrupt, and government, corporations, government, combine them together, that's a formidable force that is attacking us at every angle, 360 degrees around us. I'm concerned about it, as are you. But I've felt the threats. We here at USA Prepares, believe it or not, are under constant threats of being sued, governments demanding all kinds of money from us that they don't deserve in large quantities. I mean, think of it like this. They would like to tax our family more than 100% of revenue. Imagine that. Imagine that. I'm just talking about sales tax. We don't do much, but they're coming after us. We'll be right back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Achievements with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. Rich?
And let me just address what you just mentioned regarding censorship and surveillance and everything that's going on in this country. That's why the New York Assemblyman wants to get rid of free speech that's not government approved, David Weplin. You know, this is the world that we live in. For those of you who are listening to this broadcast and you want to share it with other people, I do it quick because if you're not hearing it live, and even live, you got to question with the technology that they have today. I've seen software when people are on TV, they can literally change their expressions live. They've had technology, folks, for 10 years that they can take my voice And just like I mentioned earlier, they can change things that I say audibly with my voice. I don't even know in good conscience if I can tell people to buy my book anymore, Vince, because I have a book here, a hard copy. They're coming in left and right from Amazon and Lightning Source, who's my printer. And the first chapter, introductory chapter, is being deleted. The table of contents are being deleted. If you buy an ebook, who knows what you're getting? Who knows what's been deleted and what's been added? Because of this censorship, surveillance, book-burning era that we live in. This is what we have.
I've got a comment.
Again, sure.
I've got a comment about that. Back in the 1990s, I was a consultant for the school systems. And they were really interested, and I've mentioned this before, they're really interested in all this technology. The more computers you had, the better your school system seemed to stand in comparison with the other school systems in the state. And I'm talking about specifically the Commonwealth of Virginia. Well, we had plenty of computers, but some of the teachers thought, you know, and the administration thought we could really supplement with a learning software from these large companies. And the source would be one point, let's say California, and what we would do is we would be on the internet or we would download the latest version of history, science, math, whatever we were studying, all of it. And we could actually replace some of the teachers with this. And the point that I tried to make is all you have to do is change history in one place, and it now is distributed across the country. Just by changing, you know, one or two or three points in history. Just change what happened. And I was very concerned about that. And I said, what's the problem? And they said, well, the cost of books. And they're saying that the cost of printed books is so expensive, but we can replace this with software that'll do the same thing. And it's not true. It won't do the same thing. It can't stand the test of time. The test of time is if you open a book today and you put it on the bookshelf and you open it next week, it's the same book, unless somebody rips pages out. So that was a tremendous concern to me, and I fought to protect books from being thrown overboard by the school systems. But remember, I'm not an educator. I'm just a consultant, a computer guy, saying that here's what could happen. So you're absolutely right. It's a really slippery slope. And I think it's great to have computer technology, but we can't depend on it completely. Because what I just said could happen.
Yeah, everything's being hacked. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not a big cryptocurrency proponent, is because even if it's not hacked now, it will be hacked tomorrow. And especially if these big banks or somebody gets behind a Bitcoin or big corrupt government. That's another tool to eliminate the middle class. They can just say, oh, we've been hacked, we're done for a month, and everybody goes broke, and the elite buys everything for pennies on the dollar. And I can go into much detail on that. But
That has happened in the past.
Absolutely.
The markets have been manipulated. Those who have wealth can release rumors, drive down prices. We even heard one of those guys on one of those financial programs, Cramer. There was a video on YouTube about that and how he was involved in manipulating stock prices. And he and his cronies, if I remember this correctly, what he talked about was they would call the trading desk and they'd say, hey, I understand, the example would be like Apple or some big company like that. I hear they're going to miss that product delivery date. Is that true? And then another guy would call another person on the trading floor. I just heard this about Apple. What do you think? Could it be true? And another guy. And pretty soon after six phone calls to the trading floor, there was this massive rumor that Apple's going to miss, the share price would fall, the stock could be gobbled up at lower prices, and then that rumor's not true. Apple just delivered. Price shoots back up. That's how it can be done.
Yeah, it's just like the the kindergarten analogy of the game telephone. Remember when they put us in a semicircle, the teacher would tell a rumor to the first kid, and by the time it goes through, it's totally distorted. And that's what they do to individuals. They demonize and discredit the messenger because the machine is so powerful. But they're not just computers, and the elite are not just changing and rewriting history. They're normalizing the future. And you mentioned pedophilia earlier in the show. And, you know, you got Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I read an article on her that she wants to normalize it, legalize it, and Salon's coming out with that. You know, there's a lot of – how many thousands of arrests has been since Trump got on board by the Pedogate, Pizzagate, pedophilia, whatever you want to call it, and the mainstream media has ignored it. So for all of you ideologues who think you're on the left and think that the left is liberal – and not globalist takeover, and you have children or nieces or nephews, and you just see a young innocent boy and girl playing in their yard, and think about what's happening to these kids. A lot of them are being sacrificed and killed, and the mainstream media that you glorify is not saying anything about the thousands of these kids being abused and killed, and yet you get all pissed off because Trump says the word pussy. Please. Project Veritas just came out with a video that showed the teachers union defending raping kids by knife point to the throat. I'm not making this up. They're also normalizing, I see, with the way a lot of women are being treated. Now, regarding sex, most people, I've had a lot of conversations in back rooms and in front of hundreds of people. The non-Americans are not unreasonable. They care about two things regarding sex. The first thing is adult, mutual, consensual sex. Okay? Adult, no raping, no beating, no blindfolding, no tying up, no, you know, adult, mutual, consensual sex. And the second thing people expect is two people to go in a room, do whatever they're going to do, keep the mouth shut, and they'll come out and say, oh, I'm heterosexual, or I'm homosexual, or I'm trans this, or I'm trans that, or I'm this. People just, all they say is, you're going to do something, it's private, keep it private, and that's all they expect are those two things. But the normalization of what's going on, you could see it in the Oval Office when Kellyanne Conway was sitting on her knees on a sofa. You know, the Democrat congressman was saying, hey, that's a familiar look with Kellyanne being on her knees. The normalization of the way kids and women are going to be treated by the elite. Now, for you feminists out there, it's amazing how quiet they were. Now, here's my disclaimer when I say the word feminist. I'm not saying all women. I realize that only 14 to 18% of women consider themselves feminists. But when you, again, going back to my talk about standing for principle, we're all imperfect sinners. I get that. Okay? Every one of us. But when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, this is what you get. You get inconsistencies, you get people screaming hypocrisy, double standards, and this is why I always talk about practice what you preach laws. Now, Vince, I realize there's not a lot of time left. I was hoping to talk a lot about the economy, and if it's okay with you, maybe I'll just shoot a few things out there just in the last few minutes, and I'll leave it up to you since it is your show.
Well, go ahead, Rich. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. One of the things, because the bottom 93% is losing a lot of ground, I really recommend that a lot of people look into decentralizing. What I mean by that is, back in the so-called Great Depression, a lot of people, even in Montana, poor people didn't even know there was one because they raised animals, they hunted, they fished, they grew gardens, they lived below their means, they knew the fine line between needs and wants, they didn't buy things on time, they just kept their life simple. Well, 90% of people live in urban, suburban America. Only 10% live rural today. What if we had an economic or financial collapse, an EMP, wars? There's so many things, famines, that could happen. And we're teaching our children, and not just children, even middle-aged people, how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. They're losing their edge. They're losing skill sets. So that's one thing that I'd like to recommend, and to prove that it truly is not a left-right paradigm and truly is the aristocracy versus the serfs. I just want to mention something I read about a week or two ago, that all minimum wage people combined earned in this country somewhere around $14 billion. All minimum wage combined. Wall Street bonuses. This is not regular salaries or regular compensation. Wall Street bonuses was almost $30 billion, more than double. So 7 years after the bottom 93% bailed out, the too big to fail, too big to jails, the insurance companies, the Wall Street, the big banks, they are getting bonuses that more than double the hardworking people in this country. You still want to think there's a left-right paradigm? You still want to stay Democrat, Republican? You're being fooled. Vince?
Couldn't agree more. You know, the rest of us are being asked to sacrifice, and prices are going up. The currency is being worth less, and yet there's those who are getting millions and millions in bonuses. It's unacceptable. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Off Grid Montana. Rich Sheehan. Offgridmontana.com. And his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich Sheehan lives off the grid, literally. Hunts, fishes, grows his own food, does everything he can to be independent and self-sufficient. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. And, you know, when I talk about the top 7% versus the bottom 93% of the top 0.7% that controls everything, this has nothing to do with class envy, because the great majority of these people receive their money through corruption, manipulation, nepotism, and the thousands of subsets or veils or disguises under political correctness. It's not legit. And a great example is when all the bank bailouts occurred that the middle class paid for. The top 1% received 95% of the money. So what we have forming in America, or has formed, is what I call an incognito caste system, similar to India. Not as deliberate, not as open, not as obvious, but it's definitely not a left-right paradigm. That's what they want you to think at the low information levels. It's getting to the point where, unless you're this great athlete or you're born in money, it's going to be almost impossible to succeed. Even corporations these days, they're getting away from their core businesses. They're trading, financial counseling. Everything's fixed. Everything's phony. Every number and book is cooked. Trump is getting a GDP to debt ratio of 106%, where Reagan was like 30. You know, even don't let these terms like populism. Okay, this is all professional wordsmithing. Basically, it's an establishment term. What it means for the bottom 93% is that we want to be able to control our own destiny. Okay? The Fed looks at the soft data, the surveys, the consumer confidence. Basically, it was almost like focus group subjective emotional opinion from the elite, so it doesn't benefit whatever they do, the 93. In fact, this Keynesian economic, not that Austrian's perfect, but this Keynesian economic theory is basically, oh, let's just print money, press buttons, and pick the winners and losers, and everybody else loses ground, because when the inflation occurs, and we're not in an inflationary period, we're in a stagflationary period, which is the worst for the middle class. It's basically means prices are rising while everything else is going into the crapper regarding the economy. The GDP forecast for quarter one by the Fed was 0.9%, 0.9, and yet Yellen's raising interest rates like a drunken sailor in a bar. We're running off of debt, we're running off of credit, and we're running off of subsidies. Real wages are down, retail sales are down, malls are down. You know, we're living in this age of austerity. And you know, look what's happening in the EU. Look at all these poor countries, you know, like Greece and you know, Portugal and Italy and Spain and Ireland. You know, I don't know if the EU is going to survive, but if they do, they're probably going to just dump these countries after bleeding them dry. You know, whether it be the IMF or central banks in general, they're all economic hitmen to benefit the lifestyle of the elite, and everybody else is collateral damage. And all these countries that I just mentioned, for years and generations to come, they're probably going to be in depression. This is why the elite always wants wars, because it masks the symptoms of the corrupt monetary policies that they've done. Our GDP is 60 to 70% dependent on consumer spending. So everything's on the chopping block, folks. Your equity in your homes, whatever you save, anything that's secure, your culture, middle class, nothing's left. For the bottom 93%, we have to read, research, and pick up a microphone and share information. And I want to mention something that's very important for the bottom 93%. Increased GDP does not equate to happiness. If we were in a true, non-corrupt, non-manipulated supply and demand free market system, it would be different. But we are exactly the opposite. Now, interest rates, they went up not from Trump, but from Brexit. It's an indirect warning. It's a war in the bottom 93% that you better let the elite run the show. And this is why we need to educate ourselves, folks. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody.
And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact. Lynn Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.